It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Pulo Tabelo, who's going to be helping us with our question for today. Fairly short question. Can someone be moral without believing in God? Can you be moral without believing in God? Pastor Pulo Tabelo, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for answering our questions again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
So, yes, another question is for you. Can someone be moral without believing in God?
I don't think someone can be moral without believing in God. I say that because, but someone can be good without believing in God. But being good alone does not gain you morality. When we say you are now moral, we mean you abide by God's commandment and His character is what governs you. You can't have morality without the character of God, which we believe is the true standard of morality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your definition of morality, Mfunis?
Well, my definition of morality might differ with what we are used to. Mine is to when I say someone is moral is when they abide by the standards. The standard is God, and his standard is His law, which is His character,
right?
And His law, you can't obey His law when you don't know Him and you are not following Him. And therefore, to me, who is a believer, I believe you will not be moral, but you will just be a good person. Someone can just be good because they are not murderers. They are not. They are good. You are good to a certain extent because, but they to be moral, I believe now you would have attained. You are trying to look at everything and the whole law applies to you. But when you are just good, you can be good by obeying your parents. But it's not good enough when you don't recognize God as your God.
Allow me to read a definition of morality, Mfunis, and then you can tell me if you agree with these people who write these definitions. I'm going to read from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Is that okay, Mfunis?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
To be moral, or the word moral, means of or relating to principles of right and wrong in behavior.
Yeah.
And a synonym of that is ethical.
Yeah.
So take note from that one definition, there is no mention of God. The second definition says expressing or teaching a conception of right behavior. Again,
yeah,
that has nothing to do with God. A third definition says conforming to a standard.
Yes, there's no mention of God. But the moment you say right and wrong,
right,
then there's no how you can know right without God. Because His law is all about being right.
That's what I'm trying to bring to your attention, Mfundisi, that there are a lot of people who were only introduced to God late in the day. After they have been doing right and have been knowing right and wrong, but without knowing God. Is it not possible that you could do right and know right, the distinction between right and wrong without knowing God?
Yeah, that one is another case. It's another case which we know. Where is that verse? Yeah, that in the times of ignorance, God winked. That God looks at us by how much we know. And in times of ignorance, He winks.
What I'm suggesting, Mfundisi, is we are talking about people who don't kill. They know it's wrong to kill, even though they don't know God. They know it's wrong to kill. Again, I'm asking, is it not possible for you to know wrong and right and do right without knowing God?
I still want to maintain my answer.
Okay.
By saying, for me, only doing part of right does not make the person right.
No, all of right, and not part of right. If you're told, do not kill, and you see a person standing right there at the door, you could take a gun and shoot them, but you choose not to kill them. That's you doing all of right. It's not part of right, but doing right. So, and that's what I'm asking. This person's question is it not possible that you could do things that are moral, like not killing, without knowing God?
It is possible to do some right without knowing God, but there's another part of right that you need to have the whole right complete, because you have to love. Number one, we are concentrating much on loving your neighbor as you love yourself. That is where you don't kill, you don't steal, you don't commit adultery, you respect, that is loving your neighbor as you love yourself. But there is also love the Lord your God with all your might, with all your heart, and with all your soul.
Right.
That the two of these make what I call right. Then when someone is governed by that and they follow that, they are what I can call, they are moral.
Okay. All right. So Mfundisi is saying there is no one, all of the people that have done right in the world, it's because they know God.
Yeah. You see, there is some study that proves that even the laws that govern our lands here, they have their traces, their roots from the law of God.
Right.
So we know that we should not kill because God has mentioned it. It was the law that was governing his people.
Right.
So some might think they don't know God, but they are just doing some right. But once they get to know God, then they will be exposed to the other form of right, which is loving God and believing in him. And it is possible for someone who has been doing this without knowing that there is another aspect of loving God, it is possible for them to just be okay and even be seen as right by God. This thing of judgment is a mystery. And the moment we get to get into those questions where only God can sit and decide, it is a bit tricky, because we just use our human intelligence, but God looks at more. And what I might now say, it is wrong, or it is not possible, then we later on learn, it is possible with God. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll take that, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Pastor Pulutapiro, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate your insights. Let's finish it off tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you. This has been a rough week.
But you seem to have your ducks in a row, Mfundisi.
You should call me when the questions are a bit easier so that I can enjoy and cruise through.
I think you've been cruising through, Mfundisi.
This has been a rough.
No.
Sometimes I even question my intelligence. What?
Trust me, Mfundisi, you've held your own, and this is what we want. We want to teach people how to answer these things, and you're doing it. Thank you ever so much, Mfundisi.
Thank you for having me.
Ngosi Mfundisi.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.